The Gemara in Brachos Sandaf Lamed Amid Beis says the name of Onan Amarav Tov Lo Hiska Shalosh Chodesh Aves Ein Machzim Also Lefisha Ein Bezdin Mekachinus Chodesh Ela Bayom. That if a person left out Yalav Yavo at night to Mariv, he doesn't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei, which he would have had to done, for example, if he leaves Yalav Yavo out Shachris. And the Gemara gives the reason because Bezdin is not Mekadosh to Chodesh at night. Bezdin in general doesn't function at night. So therefore, you don't have to be Chayza. Offhand, the Gemara is inexplicable. What is the halacha that Bezdin is not Mekadosh to Chodesh at night have to do with the halacha of Yalav Yavo? After all, first of all, nowadays we're not being Mekadosh to Chodesh. The Chodesh is based off of Piyach Hezhman. And Bezdin is not convening anyhow. And when the Chodesh is Mekudosh, when it is Rosh Chodesh, so the night is an integral part of the Rosh Chodesh. Hayom Holech Achar Halayla. So why should you not have to repeat the Shmon Esrei? So in terms of explaining this, first by introduction, the Rambam says in Perek Hey from Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, the beginning, Kol Ma Shamanu Bekviyas HaChodesh Al Alaria, the Ibu Hashona, Bimne Hazmanu Mene Hatzorach, Ein Osun Osa Ela Sanhedrin Shebeetz Yisrael, O Bezdin Hasmuchim Beetz Yisrael, Shinosnu Lehem Hasanhedrin Shus, Shekach Nema Lamosha Laarin, Hachodes Azel Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. So the halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam says, is based on Bezdin HaGodol, and it's the Bezdin HaGodol of Eretz Yisrael, or a Bezdin of three that Bezdin HaGodol gave permission to. So the Rambam says, how is it nowadays that we have, after all, Bezdin is not functioning for a long time, Bezdin HaGodol, so how is it that we have the Chodoshim and the Yom Tovim functioning? What's Mekadosh them? But so the Ram says, Avo Bezman she'ein sham Sanhedrin be'etz Yisrael, ein kovin Chodoshim ve'ein ma'avimim shonim ela bechezrin zeh shanu mechashrin bo hayom. V'dovet zeh halach l'mos misinahu, she'bezman she'ei Sanhedrin kovin al ha'viya, v'zman she'ein sham Sanhedrin kovin al ha'chezrin zeh shanu mechashrin bo hayom. Ain is gokin Lavia El Pamim, Shia Yom, Shikovin Bob Cheshvin Zer, Hu Yom Haria, O Kodum Lobo Yom, O Shachrov. So the Ram says that nowadays that we don't have Sanhedrin, and the Ram's opinion is that it requires Bezdin HaGodol of Ayin Aleph of 71 to Mekadosh Chodoshim. So nowadays that we don't have that, how does the calendar function? So Ram says, Halach L'Moshe Misinai, that it's done on Piyach Hezhman. The Ramban, in his Hasogis, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, says, disagrees with the Rambam, and he says, first of all, according to you, the Rambam, that you require all the time Bezdin HaGodol, from the time, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, that 40 years before the Churban, when Bezdin HaGodol was Goyla from the Lishkas HaGozes and no longer was sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, it no longer functioned as Bezdin HaGodol. So how do we have Kiddush HaChodesh all the years till the times of Abaye V'Rava? So Ramban is of the opinion that actually the last Bezdin HaGodol, when it sat and convened, it was Mekadosh not only the Chodesh of that month, but all the Rosh Chodeshim Apiyah Chodeshman for millennia to come, till Bezdin HaGodol will be reconstituted. But one Bezdin HaGodol can be Mekadosh HaChodesh not only currently as it was at its time, but even in prospect for the many, many years and centuries in the future. And the Ramban says that's what happened. But however, the Rambam is the opinion that Bezdin HaGodol is in Mekadosh. Apparently, the Rambam thinks that the Locha, that Bezdin HaGodol is only constituted when it's in the Lishkos HaGozes, in the Beis HaMikdash, that's only as the halacha of Zokin Mamre, or for Din in the Foshas. But for the Shem Sanhedrin, for Horor, the Rambam is the opinion that it still has halacha of Bezdin HaGodol. And therefore, it was functioning as Bezdin HaGodol throughout that period. But we have to understand, according to the Rambam, what does it mean that Bezin HaGadol is Mekadesh? What's this Halachal Maschina Apia Cheshbin? So the Rav explained that Bezin HaGadol functions and has two roles. One role is that Bezin HaGadol is, there are certain halachas which are enumerated in the first mission Sanhedrin that only Bezin HaGadol can do. For example, to be done a shevet, a melech, to appoint the king. There's a whole list of things that require Bezin HaGadol. Then there's the other function of Bezin HaGadol, as the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, Shehein hein amudei harov v'ikar tovah shebe'apeh, v'hem chok u'mishpat yotzei l'chol Yisrael, shenemar ki mitzion teitzei Torah dvar Hashem Yishalayim. That the role of Bezin HaGadol is that they are the ultimate kovim, arbiters of Torah shebe'apeh, and their role is that of the of teachers, as the pasuk says there in Parsha Shoftim, that one of them, if you have a question, ben dam ledam, divrei rivos b'sharecha, and if there's a shaila in halacha, so that also, that's the role of Bezin HaGadol, and they're the ultimate arbiters and the determinants of the Mesorah, and to be koveya the halacha. Also, Bezin HaGadol serves in this role as well as the representatives of Klal Yisrael, that Bezin HaGadol is, when you require Klal Yisrael, the das of Bezin HaGadol is koveya for Klal Yisrael. The Rav cited that the Rambam says in one place that the halacha, that to be koveya, to be mikadosh eretz yisrael mechemes mitzvah, requires Bezin HaGadol. And another place the Rambam says that it requires das of rov yisrael. So we see that Bezin HaGadol, because the Ram says in the beginning of Hilchos Trumas, Halacha Beis, Eretz Yisrael Hamur B'chol Mokom, Hi Ba'atzo Shekivshem Melech Yisrael, Anovi Midas Rov Yisrael, the Zen Nikra Kibush Rabim. And then in Hilchos Trumas, in Perakei, in Halacha Vav, the Ram says, Kol Ha'atzo Shekivshem Yisrael B'melech Al-Pi Bezdin, Harezei Kibush Rabim. So one place the Ram says Das Yisrael, and in the other place it says Al Pi Bezdin. So it's not that there's a contradiction; they're one and the same. The Das Yisrael, that that Klal Yisrael is represented by Bezdin HaGadol, and the halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh and Kiddush Yom Tovim. That halacha that Bezdin functions is because it's not Bezdin qua Bezdin. It's that Bezdin represents Klal Yisrael. But if there is no Bezdin, but the ultimate authority is vested really in Klal Yisrael. Bezdin are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. We see that in the Nusach of the Brocha, because we say on Yontif and Rosh Chodesh, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, and the Gemara interprets, what does it mean, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim? Mekadesh Yisrael d'mekadshe l'zmanim. Otherwise it would be Chos Mishnaim, two motifs in one Brocha. It's Mekadesh Yisrael, who are the ones who are Mekadesh Chadoshim. So even when Bezin HaGadol was functioning, Mekadesh Chadoshim, they were as representatives of Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's Klal Yisrael that's the Mekadesh the Chadoshim. And with this we also understand what is the halacha of Al-Pi HaCheshbon. Al-Pi HaCheshbon means, since Klal Yisrael accepts this calculation of the Rosh HaChadoshim and the Yom Tovim, that's considered Klal Yisrael being Mekadesh directly. And therefore, the Rav said, this halacha that we say Yalav V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, it falls under two rubrics. One is that we mention Rosh Chodesh because it's Me'ein HaMa'orah. But Rosh Chodesh by itself, that would not have been Ma'akiv in the in the Shmon Esrei of Rosh Chodesh. What the reason it's ma'akev is because we also the Nihuk Yisrael, and that we accepted it and we observe it as Rosh Chodesh, that itself is Mekadesh the Rosh Chodesh. The Nihuk Yisrael apia Cheshvan. So therefore, when we say Yala Yavo, and we are, as a totality, Klai Yisrael, we are the ones who are being Mekadesh Chadoshim. And therefore, that din of Yala V'Yavo is one that's Ma'akev. So at night we mention Yala V'Yavo because it's Me'en HaMa'ora. That would not have been Ma'akev in the Tefillah of Rosh Chodesh. What's Ma'akev in the Tefillah of Rosh Chodesh is that the Niyug Yisrael, that itself is Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, and our accepting it as Rosh Chodesh. And that's what the Gemara says. Since at night we're not Mekadesh Chadoshim, so that's not only because Bezdin doesn't function at night, but it's a locha that Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't function at night. So since we're not Mekadesh Chadoshim at night, the halacha that through the Niyug Yisrael of saying Yala V'Yavo, that itself would not be Mekadesh the Chodesh. So therefore, it's only the Lochem Me'en HaMa'ora. Me'en HaMa'ora, that's not Likuva. For that, you don't have to be Chozer. The reason you have to be Chozer in the Shmoneh Esrei, if you left out Yala V'Yavo, is because the Niyug of Klai Yisrael and each individual, by being knowing that this is Rosh Chodesh and accepting it, and that this is demonstrated by saying Yala V'Yavo, that's what's Ma'akev in the Chadoshim. And if we don't say that, we have to be chayzer.